This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been checking out tech-oriented laws that will take effect in 2014, and a popular topic is drones. The Federal Aviation Administration just authorized new test sites for drones. The FAA is supposed to fully integrate them into our airspace by September of 2015. But in the meantime, states are making their own rules. Dan Weisman takes a look at Illinois.
Federal agencies like the FBI and Border Patrol already use drones. Cops in Mesa County, Colorado have a couple, but they're not routine police technology yet. Illinois State Senator Daniel Biss, who sponsored the Freedom from Drone Surveillance Act, says that's the idea.
Put the regulation in place before every major law enforcement entity is doing it so that you don't find yourself living in a Wild West world before it's too late.
For instance, Chicago's already got a big network of stationary surveillance cameras, and there's no going back there. Seven other states have passed drone laws so far. Law professor Ryan Kahlo, an expert on privacy and robotics, agrees this is a good time to make some regulations. Border Patrol's got the kind of military-grade predator drones that can hover around all day. Local cops, not so much yet.
By and large, what the police are getting are these quadricopters that can only stay in the air for 15 or 20 minutes. And so the uses are pretty limited for now.
But the technology's getting better all the time, and that's likely to accelerate. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weisman for Marketplace.